From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Brazilian senators have voted 61-20 to remove President Dilma Rousseff from office. Senators found the suspended president guilty of breaking budget laws. Acting President Michel Temer was sworn into office to replace Rousseff. Rousseff is vowing to form a strong opposition front against the new government. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry urged India Wednesday to take greater responsibility on the global stage in partnership with the United States. Kerry spoke at the Indian Institute of Technology, touching at one point on the ongoing dispute with China over territory in the South China Sea.
We want to support a code of conduct for the management of the South China Sea. We support diplomacy in an effort to try to resolve this with an understanding that there really is no, quote, military solution. But on the other hand, we will stand up for our rights.
The top U.S. diplomat said further cooperation between the world's two largest democracies is essential for confronting global challenges. Turkey says it will not stop its military offensive in northern Syria until all threats are removed. Earlier Wednesday, Iran called for a quick end to Turkey's military offensive. Gabon's Electoral Commission has announced that President Ali Bongo has won re-election. The official results, yet to be formally announced, show Mr. Bongo winning 49.8% of the votes, Jean Ping gaining 48.2%. Clashes quickly broke out in the capital, Libreville. Protesters are reported to have set the National Assembly building on fire, chanting, "Ali must go." This is VOA News.